This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Now, more of the John Chuckery Show
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. You know how we do it on Mondays, Motown Monday. Chuck Rose gets first requests. A little Smokey Robinson and the Miracles to get us going here. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to be a part of the show. Odyssey apps, how you catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I am at JMCH316. He is at, what is it, Dom something? What is it?
Dom, you are live.
That's Dom, you are live.
D-O-M, so
we got Dom DeLuise in here for the week. So, couple of things here. When you know, again, when we get to this point of the show, it's kind of all downhill from here. somebody, when we were talking about the Tom Cruise, our favorite Tom Cruise movies. Somebody mentioned Legend, which is one of his early films.
Okay.
Did you ever see that movie?
I did not.
I saw it like once. How about All the Right Moves? Did you ever see All the Right Moves?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good flick. That's an interesting flick. That came out right after Risky Business came out. Did you ever see Taps, one of his very first movies?
No of it, never seen it all the way through.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good movie. That's an interesting movie, but it wasn't. It's not one of my favorites, but it's still pretty good. I probably, in all honesty, thinking back, I probably should have maybe included this one, but The Color of Money.
Okay.
You ever seen that one?
Mm-mm.
So it's the quote unquote sequel. It's not really a sequel to The Hustler. Starring Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason.
Okay.
The original Hustler back in the 60s was a black and white film. But The Color of Money is about Paul Newman's a pool player and Tom Cruise is this hotshot young protege of his named Vincent.
Okay.
And it's actually a pretty good flick. Like it's a good flick. I like that. I'm surprised neither of us, you know, and again, it was my list, had Rain Man.
Okay.
I like Rain Man. I don't know. It's not one of my favorites.
So, you know, it's funny because I was about to say, and I think the other movie that you're about to say here, neither one of us had the sexy party time, eyes wide shut movie.
Well, yeah. I mean, that movie's really weird. Like, yeah. it's too weird. I mean, even for Stanley Kubrick, it's a weird movie. And I think that's his final movie he ever did. I think he died right after doing that movie. Also born on the 4th of July. Now, he was really good in that movie. I mean, as Ron Kovic, I mean, he was really good in that movie. But I believe that is, what's his name? Oliver Stone, right? Let me see if that's an Oliver Stone. I think it's an Oliver. Yeah, it is directed by Oliver Stone. Yeah, it's just, it is kind of hokey in some ways, but he does a really good performance as the Vietnam veteran who goes against the war. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, but it's Days of Thunder is another one that
I'm sure some
people were probably surprised. Mm-hmm. Cole Trickle. I'm not the biggest NASCAR fan. It's got some good lines in it, but I don't think it's all that great of a movie. You had Jerry Magruder on there, right? You had Jerry Magruder's one of your favorites on there. You ever seen Magnolia?
No.
Or Vanilla Sky?
No.
Magnolia is a very weird movie where the frogs rain down at the end of the movie. John C. Reilly is in it.
Okay.
That's a weird movie, really weird movie.
Okay.
Vanilla Sky is another one with Penelope Cruz. It's a weird movie. Like, I really don't understand that movie. Did you like him in Goldmember when he plays Austin Powers in that cameo scene that he does? That's actually pretty good. Valkyrie. You ever see that one?
No.
He's the Nazi soldier, and I don't know. It's kind of goofy. How about the Jack Reacher movies?
So I saw the first one, thought it was okay. The show that they have for Jack Reacher on Amazon Prime is a lot better.
So the problem with the Jack Reacher films, if you know the character,
Tom doesn't fit him at all.
Exactly.
Like, Jack Reacher's supposed to be ripped and
huge. He's huge. Yes. Yeah. I mean, in the books, he's like 6'5", you know, chiseled granite.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a big, intimidating figure. Right, and he's a former, I think, special forces guy or whatever like that. I mean, that's what he is. And Tom Cruise plays that role. But again, when it's Tom Cruise, 5'3", know, like I can get him doing the stunts and stuff like that. Like, and that's the thing about Mission Impossible is that he does all of his own stunts. Right, like This newest movie that's coming out here in a couple days that I'm going to go see, he did the stunt where he jumps off the cliff and parachutes.
Yeah.
Now, he actually did that stunt.
Yep.
And he said it took him a year of motorbike training, parachuting. Like, he spent a year to get this one stunt right.
Yeah.
You know, in preparation. So I can buy that because, I mean, that's cool that he does his own stunts. But when he's acting like he's, you know, 6'3" and 240 and he's just taking on everybody, okay. Now, it becomes a little bit ridiculous at that point. But, you know, again, I'll give him all of that. Did you see that Mummy movie?
No, but I wanted to. I really like, so obviously Tom is in it, but I love the actress who's in it, Sofia Boutello. She plays the actual mummy, like the main villain in the movie.
Okay.
I love her, but never actually saw the movie.
So, again, he does these kind of weird, like he does these randomly weird movies, right? Like American Made was another one. Like I saw part of that movie. I never sat and watched the whole thing, but he does these weird kind of movies that, you know, just kind of pop up. But, I mean, he is box office gold. I mean, by and large, I mean, he's been bulletproof. I mean, he's
– Oh, yeah.
He's had 4 decades of, you know, of nothing but hits. I would
go as far as to say he's probably the best action star or the biggest action movie star of the last 10, 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, I would not disagree with that. He's been, I'll say it like this, over the last 25 years, he's been the most bankable big money star that there is in movies. I mean, when you look at what his movies have made monetarily, you know, he's box office gold. Like, he's not some, he doesn't try to be a thespian, right? I mean, that's not his gig. He doesn't try to be a thespian, but his movies, I should say, are box office gold. He makes money with the movies, and he brings in big box office to his movies. And look, this Mission Impossible movies, because again, there's only two of them left, right? So this is part one.
Part one?
What is it, Dead Reckoning or something like that? This is part one. And then I think, is part two either, is it in the fall or is it next year?
I think it's next year.
Okay, yeah, I do think that's right. I do think it's next year because they're releasing it this year, and then I think it's another year. Mm-hmm. I think it's next fall or something like that. But he has become, he's become kind of the king of the summer blockbusters, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean that's his thing, is he's become king of the summer blockbusters with these different movies. And the fact that, you know, again, that franchise has been so successful. I mean, you know, Jack Reacher made it only two movies because at some point people were like, okay, this is not the literal character and all this good kind of stuff. But he's taken Mission Impossible to, what is this, six or seven movies at least?
Yeah, so he's competing with Fast and Furious right now.
Oh, God. And see, those movies are just, see, again, those movies have gotten more ridiculous. Right? I mean, they've gotten more absurd.
The first three movies, because that's where I tapped out.
Right.
After the third Fast and Furious. The first three movies, especially the first two specifically, were very good when they were just kind of like street level. Hey, like, it's still kind of sort of about racing, but like there's some gang stuff involved.
And they were, they weren't so CGI'd up.
Yes. Yes. Like, what, in one of the recent movies, like, one of my favorite clips was, it was on Twitter when everyone was like, when's the exact moment that, like, the Fast and Furious franchise just became too unrealistic?
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many great examples. Like, there's one where literally, like, Vin Diesel, like, catches a car, basically.
Yeah, they jump from building to building, like 80 levels up, and they're jumping from one building 3 miles away to another building. And they have like about a 70-foot head start, and that's all they have.
Yeah, one of my favorite moments is Vin and Letty is the character's name. They're in the car together, and this bridge collapses, and they're trying to find a way because they're riding off the edge of this cliff. And Vin is like, all right, hold on. And he runs into one of the posts, like the little wooden post that's holding up some of the part of the bridge. He runs over that specifically so it can hook the vehicle, and they slingshot around to the other side of the cliff. Like, it's so ridiculous.
I mean, it is. I mean, they did that movie with The Rock and not Vin Diesel.
Jason Statham. Hobbs,
like,
and Shaw.
I saw a little bit of that movie, and I, like, when I tapped out, it was like, I don't know, like, they just were like doing these, like, they would drive from like one side of this studio to the other side of the studio. So they had about a 40 foot long, you know, to accelerate, and they would jump like 3 miles away to a building. Like, are you kidding me? can the car fly?
You didn't like seeing, well, you probably walked out before that point where you didn't like seeing.
I didn't walk out. They have it on TV or whatever. Okay. And like, I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, you turned it off. Well, you didn't. Yeah. That means you missed the great part where Dwayne The Rock Johnson is literally holding a helicopter and keeping it from flying away by grabbing.
So he's Captain America now. Yeah,
basically. Well, you know, they had Idris Elba in that movie talking about, I'm Black Superman. That's literally one of his quotes in that movie.
The only thing I like about that movie is Vanessa Kirby. I like Vanessa Kirby.
Yeah.
I like Jason Statham, but I mean, those are cash grab movies.
Yes,
I mean, that's what they become. Is
absolutely.
Cash grab movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
They become cash grab movies at that point. But again, he's had a... Oh, The Last Samurai was another one. That's a
Last
Samurai.
Seen that one? Yes, I have seen that one. That's a good one. It's the premise of it is a little funny, but I can enjoy it as a film.
Yeah, I will say though, he has like the Vanilla Sky, Magnolia. Like, he's got a couple few of those movies that really you gotta get down deep into to try to figure out what they are. So anyway. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines at 404-726-0929. I ranted about this earlier, but when are the Hawks going to start actually getting good on the basketball court? Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Open up the phone lines to you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are. No matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is storybook type stuff right here. This is what we work for. When you accomplish something like this and all everything that went on from the beginning of the season to the end.
The countdown is on until Falcons training camp. Keep it here as we take you to Flowery Branch for exclusive coverage you can only get from the home for our Falcons.
I've been dreaming of this all my life.
Our Falcons.
Play here.
Oh my goodness!
Sports Radio 92.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
92.9 The Game.
Nights with John.
We should be so lucky.
It's the John Chuckery Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I know you want to leave me.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. Motown Monday as we do. 404-726-0929. That is our phone line. Going to open up the topic. You know, after the John Collins trade, I talked about the idea of, okay, was buying all in on the John Collins deal. You know, I think it was time to move on, but, you know, it was setting up. They were freeing up cap space. They were freeing up luxury tax money. And then the next move was going to be what defined, you know, where this organization was going. Well, since then, after trading John Collins, they got Rudy Gay back. In the deal, you know, they acquired Ty Washington, Usman, Garuba, and draft considerations from the Houston Rockets. So all the cast-offs of the Rockets. And then, you know, another move was made today where the Hawks traded Ty Washington, Usman Garuba, Rudy Gay, and a second-round pick to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Patty Mills, who's been traded three times in not a year, 10 days. And reports are he won't even be on the Hawks roster. But everything that I read, like this trade, you know, $4.5 million in savings, expiring contract, $6.5 million, you know, a couple million here. So I'm asking, are we just trying to cut salary or are we trying to get better as an organization? Because I'll read you all of the names, the Ty Washington, Usman Garuba, Rudy Gay, Patty Mills. We have not gotten better by 1 ounce. By 1 ounce, we have not gotten better as an organization. So 404-726-0929. When do we start seeing progress with the basketball part of the roster? Because right now, I've not seen anything that inspires me about being a better basketball team. You know, again, I've said, when you have a supermax guy on your roster, it's hard to avoid the idea of not being in the luxury tax, especially when that guy takes up a third of your salary cap from the luxury tax. You know, almost $50 million in the luxury tax, I believe, is $150. So, again, it's hard to avoid getting into the luxury tax when you've got that caliber of player. But the Hawks are somehow doing it. And every deal widens their base from luxury tax to, you know, the salary cap. It increases, it seems like, every day. $4.5 million here, $6 million here, this, that, and the other. And you wonder when the basketball product itself is going to get better. Because every single one of those players, Washington, Garuba, Gay, Patty Mills, none of those guys are about getting the Hawks better. Not one single guy of that group that I talked about is the idea of the Hawks getting better as a basketball team. They may have saved cap space. They may have put more distance between themselves and the luxury tax. But on the basketball court, they've not gotten better. And they've made multiple moves and not gotten 1 ounce better. And that's the question I ask. When do they start getting better? Because we're headed toward, believe it or not, you're in summer league now. You're going to be heading toward training camp. And I really do think that they're going to, by and large, run this thing back with the majority of guys that they have. There's not a lot of guys that, or I should say, there's not a lot of open holes on this roster. Let's go out to the phone. Let's grab Mike out in Fairburn. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Chuckery.
Hey, buddy. What's going on, man?
Look, Lloyd Pierce was the problem. Nate McMillan was the problem. Travis Slink was the problem. And they finally got rid of John Collins after calling him a problem for, what, 3-4 seasons in a row now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what your problem is. Your problem is that you got a max contract player who's not a real max contract player. And by the trade deadline of this coming season, you're going to know that. You're going to be stuck. That's what they're fiddling and doing right now. They're trying to tread water knowing that they're about to hit a waterfall. You're stuck.
Well, again, you've got Trae Young, who's a he's not just a max guy; he's a super max guy. You know, he's a $45 million player. You've got another guy who you just signed to $30 million a year over the next 4 years. You've got Collins and Capella. I mean, look, I'm not again. Would I've loved Kyle Kuzma and some of these other guys? Yes, but right now I just haven't seen anybody that they have brought on board to be better. Literally, there's no player that they have brought on board to this organization that says, okay, we're a better basketball team for that. Everything is $4.5 million saved, $6.5 million saved. Patty Mills is an expiring contract. who's been traded 3 times in 10 days. 3 times in 10 days. Why do you think a guy like that gets traded 3 times in 10 days? You think it's because everybody wants him? Think it's because the league is clamoring, teams around the league are clamoring to have him? Come on. And that's the part of this that's frustrating. I'm all on board with trading John Collins and moving on and freeing up a roster space, freeing up some money, getting the exemption, right, that they can use up to $25 million, meaning that basically you don't have to match salaries with the exemption. You can take on $25 million more in salary in player trades because of that exemption. Okay, fine. But every move is about the dollars. Every move is about saving money. It's not about where's or the basketball team is better. And this is why I continue to go back and say, I don't care what Landry Fields tells you. This is not just Landry Fields saying, okay, we're not going to be in the luxury tax or we need to save. No, this comes from the top. This narrative comes from the top when every move is the same. Every move is the same. It's acquiring more cap space, freeing up financial flexibility, and on and on. That's all they keep talking about all offseason, financial flexibility. You know, we can build a roster that goes in the luxury tax or not go in the luxury tax. Then why aren't you in the luxury tax? Even if you're just dipping your toe in the luxury tax. You don't have to be neck deep in it. But again, I say that this roster is not better right now. And that's your general manager's job. That's the general manager's job. My roster needs to be better today than it was yesterday. And my roster needs to be better tomorrow than it is today. And again, we talk about, well, they've got time and all this. You don't have a whole lot of time. You're gonna look up and be in training camp and getting ready for the regular season. Again, there's barely any offseason to the NBA. Guys are already in summer league. Your draft picks are already in summer league playing. They're in summer league playing basketball right now.
Am I too optimistic in my thinking that they're clearing up cap space for a move? Like that they have a trade in mind, that they're working out. I know Pascal Siakam has been rumored and stuff like that.
Right.
There's also other names. I've been pounding the table for DeAndre Ayton myself. There was one kind of flip in the wind about Zion Williamson maybe. I don't really buy any stock into that. But is there any? Am I too optimistic, or are you really more on the side that they're just running this back?
Unless you tell me that they're going out and getting Jaylen Brown, I don't think that they are going to do anything but run this. I think they made their big splashy move in trading John Collins away, and they've gotten themselves under the luxury tax, and I think they're by and large because of the amount of guys that they have under contract. I think they have nine or ten guys under contract currently, right? All they're starting four, okay, minus John Collins, right?
Yeah.
So they have four guys that are under contract, but they've also got Griffin, Johnson, Bogey, Okongwu. Who else am I missing? I mean, so they've got a handful of guys that are under contract right now.
Yeah,
and some of them for good money, but they have a handful of guys. You probably have to find somebody who can replace John Collins, or they're just going to give Jalen Johnson that job and add maybe a bench piece or something. But by and large, you don't have a whole lot of flexibility on your roster. Most of those guys are all signed.
Do you feel like they're banking too much on the fact that Quinn Snyder is going to get the most out of these guys? Because I feel like that's...
I do. I mean, again, I'm not saying that Quinn Snyder is a bad coach or anything like that.
Not at all.
But you're putting all of your eggs in the coaching basket. Because, again, I think that they were a fundamentally flawed roster. There was something in the DNA of this roster that has been missing, and I don't think it's just John Collins. But even without John Collins being here, they're not a better team on paper than they were Mother's Day.
No, not at all.
You know, not. I mean, 4th of July, they're not a better team on the 4th of July than they were on Mother's Day.
you could argue that all day long. I mean, they have not improved enough of their roster. And miss me with the draft picks. Again, guys that should be playing in College Park, because there's no reason why for Kobe Bufkin to be on this roster playing 7 or 8 minutes a night when he could be playing 35 minutes a night in College Park.
Yep.
Like, I need him to be part of the long-term solution. He's not going to be part of the short-term solution. He's not going to be an overnight fix in all of this. So you play the long game with guys like that. And they're, you know, whatever, they're, if their second-round picks become anything or whatever. But, again, I it's just frustrating that, you know, you seeing guys that are coming off the board via trade, via free agency. You're seeing all of these different guys that are coming off the board, and we're not in the mix for them, whether trade or free agency. I don't care what. Again, find a way to get a deal done. Again, even if you told me that right now, if we grabbed a backup point guard or whatever, you know, that, okay, that'd be an upgrade on the roster. I'm fine with that. But if we're just cutting salary to get ourselves under the luxury tax and stay there, and that's the only moves that we're making, tell me one player that the Hawks have had on this roster in the last 2 months that has made this roster better.
None.
I mean, DeJounte Murray is, I'm super in favor of that, yes. But he's on your roster already.
Yeah.
You just extended him is all you did.
Right. You locked him up.
Right.
So that way you didn't lose him after next year.
Right. Right.
That's it.
And you didn't, and you don't have to go into an offseason answering questions, and you got all of that behind you, right? But who's the guys that make this roster better today? Because we're in the win business. I mean, forget this Fakakta playing in tournaments and just struggling by. We got to be in the win business. We got to be in the business of winning basketball games.
Yeah, and that's what's, I think, frustrating. Is like we keep on hearing about, oh, you know, they want to have financial flexibility. And it's like, okay, you want to have financial flexibility to do what?
Yeah.
Because if you're just running this same team back around, what you're telling me is that you're content with being mediocre.
Well, not only that, but it becomes the dollars are more important than the basketball.
Yeah.
And that's and as a fan, and I can understand this. As a fan, that's the last message on earth that you want to hear about your sports franchise, is that they're more concerned about the dollars than they are about winning. And even if that, and I say this all the time, Dom, even if that is just perception, okay? There's an old saying in life that says, perception has the same effect as truth. And if that's the perception from people, then it might as well be true. It might as well be 100% true if that's what people's perception is, that you're just in it to clear up money and not overspend. All right, one more segment to go. We got the Jason Longshore coming up at the top of the hour for Atlanta soccer tonight. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Today.
Talking local sports.
Late at night.
It's the John Chuckery Show.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you here in the Kia Studios. We're going to go to the top of the hour, and then we've got Jason Longshore with Atlanta Soccer tonight. So we will hear from him coming up at the 11 o'clock. He'll take you for the next hour after that. Then it'll be JR Sports Brief, right? Yeah, JR Sports Brief comes up after all of that. So 404-726-0929. So a couple of things here in this final segment. And I keep kicking this stupid plug out for the, what do you call it, the mouse on this internet thing. So this thing keeps coming apart on me. But we talked a little bit earlier in the show about the Atlanta Braves and the fact that they've got 8 All-Stars. And I didn't see who won the Home Run Derby or anything like that. Did you see who won, Dom? I know that there was.
I did not. I'm trying to see right
now.
Yeah,
there were teammates and all that kind of stuff. I don't think anybody was in the home run derby for the Atlanta Braves.
No.
And the fact is that they could potentially have 340 home run hitters and multiple guys who hit in the 30s. Like they are, I think they're the leading National League home run team, and they didn't have one player that was in the home run derby tonight. And again, I know people always say, well, that's good because it's the home run derby curse. There's no home run derby curse. 1 year, who was it from the Philadelphia Phillies? Bobby Abreu. Bobby Abreu had 1 year when he's in the home run derby. He had a very poor second half of the year, and they blamed that on the home run derby. And ever since then, every player that skips the home run derby, it's all because he doesn't want to go into a funk or a slump. Again, when Prince Fielder won the home run derby, he was like the leading home run hitter in the National League in the second half of the season. David Ortiz, when he won the home run derby, was like the leading home run hitter in the American League after the All-Star break. I mean, it doesn't affect, but the one time, right, and we focus on that one time that somebody is, floundering or whatever, or not playing up to the potential, that's the one that we use. Like we we do that the best example is we do that all the time with the Patriots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like every team gets compared to the Patriots.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, Tom Brady, the quarterback, Bill Belichick, the coach, the Patriots as an organization, like we always compare everything to the one outlier organization in the history of the NFL that did all these different things,
right?
To it. But one guy had one bad second half, and nobody's ever had like bad second halves. And then you got all these, but that narrative has stuck with it, right?
Yeah.
Again, we say perception has the same effect as truth. Exactly. That narrative has stuck with people.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing with like the Madden curse when they say like the guy who gets on the cover of Madden has a bad year the next year or something like that.
Who's on the Madden cover this year?
Josh Allen's going to be the cover this year.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he's going to be on the cover. So look out for him to suck next year.
Well, his girlfriend isn't his girlfriend?
Hailee Steinfeld.
Yeah, from the Marvel movies.
Yes, so she is, what's her character's name? She was in the Hawkeye movie. She's supposed to kind of be like the next Hawkeye, basically.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Yes, I'm a huge comic book nerd.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, because Day-Day's a big Marvel fan.
Yeah.
So did you see the screenshots of Deadpool 3?
Yes.
With Wolverine in his comic book
classic suit.
Yes, in his comic book outfit.
Yes.
So Deadpool is Deadpool, but Wolverine has the yellow comic book configuration, right?
Yeah, which is the first time we've seen it in live action.
Oh, yeah.
His real
Now, I'm going to be curious as to whether or not he wears the helmet. Or
he's got to. Deadpool 3, he's wearing the full ensemble.
Now you know that, because Day-Day and I have talked about this, like everybody is rumored to be in this movie.
Yep. Jennifer Gardner is supposed to be in it. She's going to be coming back as Elektra.
And Ben Affleck was seen on film on the set.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that he's going to play Daredevil.
Daredevil, yep.
All of the original X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
So Famke Johnson and Halle Berry and who's the guy that played
Professor X, you mean Patrick Stewart?
No. Who's the guy that played Cyclops?
What is his name?
I forget what his name is. But supposedly all of the original X-Men I'll be all for that. Like if they bring everybody back, because they're going to give Deadpool 3 the royal treatment, because that's been the big joke, right?
Yep.
Is that they don't have anybody that's in Deadpool, right? I mean, they don't budget for actors and to be the big time actors of characters past and stuff like that. So that's the big running joke in that movie. But I have a feeling that they're going to have everybody at some point make a cameo.
Yeah.
Like if they get Ben Affleck and Jennifer Gardner and they get the original, that's going to be crazy.
I'm already down. I loved the first two Deadpool movies. I think they both were fantastic and hilarious. Ryan Reynolds was made to play Deadpool,
and
he completely understands the character and the humor from the comics, which is why the movies have been so good. I'm all in.
Well, it's funny because he played the worst superhero character of all time, and then he's played one of the best superhero characters of all time. So I give him credit for all of that. But now they're getting into these Marvel movies that are a little bit. I don't want to say. I mean, they start getting into these Marvel movies that nobody knows about.
Obscure. Yes.
That's a good word. Obscure.
They're not the mainstay characters.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows Iron Man. Everyone knows Captain America and Spider-Man.
Right. And T'Hor and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Now you're getting into Shang-Chi and you're getting into characters like that.
Yeah, Doctor Strangelove and all these people. they're diving too deep in that well. And have you seen, you know, Day-Day and I talked about this. That Flash movie has become one of the biggest bombs in box office history.
Yep.
Like, it opened up okay, and then it just died completely.
Well, that's because a lot of people aren't too thrilled that DC kept Ezra Miller as the Flash.
Yes. I love the fact that we get what's his name? Michael Keaton.
Yes,
back as Batman. I mean, we get those cameos and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yes, to your point, Ezra Miller as the Flash, people have rebelled against the idea of him being the Flash.
Yeah, because I mean, when you run around the island of Hawaii just beating people up and getting drunk and assaulting the natives, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people are going to not go on be on your side and spend money at your movies or whatever like that. So, but it is crazy that movie has tanked the way that it has. And you know, again, you could have two huge box office bombs in The Flash and Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
That are like one right after the other, and they'll say that they made money. I mean, again. Will they make $1 million over what they spent? Yes, probably. I mean, again, movies don't make that kind of low kind of money. I mean, for a national audience, I mean, they still don't tank that bad.
Yeah. Well, that was the whole beef between Dwayne The Rock Johnson and the DC studios, because basically they were conflicting. There was conflicting reports, like Dwayne The Rock Johnson and his party and camp were saying that, oh no, Black Adam did fantastic and made all of this money.
Right.
And then DC was like, actually, it kind of bombed and it cost us money. So, yeah.
Yeah, supposedly there was a massive budget for Black Adam.
Yes.
Is that what it's called? Black Adam?
Black Adam, yes.
Yeah. And again, the DC comic series is just, It just fell on its face. I mean, that's why they're bringing, what's his name,
James
over.
Gunn, which I actually think is a fantastic movie. So that's the thing about this Flash movie, was that this was supposed to be like the great reset to kind of consolidate everything down, and because everything with DC is just so scattered and no one knows what is a part of what. So this Flash movie was kind of supposed to be like, hey, let's bring everything back together, let's ground it a little bit, and then go from there and kind of be a great reset.
But to your point, though, I don't think people are rejecting the movie. They're rejecting Ezra Miller.
This is about
the guy who's playing. Like,
absolutely.
It's, the premise isn't, from what I've heard, Flash is a pretty good movie, but people are not supporting Ezra Miller as Flash.
So that's the reason why I didn't go see it. I wanted to see it because like I said, especially with James Gunn coming on, like, James Gunn did a fantastic job with the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. So I thought he was perfect to come and save the DC cinematic universe or whatever. But I didn't want, as much as I wanted to see The Flash, because I thought it looked cool and I liked the direction that they were going.
Especially the cameos that are
absolutely
in the movie. Yeah.
But I was like, I'm not going to go watch this if Ezra Miller is Flash, especially when you have another option. Like, The Flash TV show was loved by a lot of people.
But wasn't he in the TV show?
No, so it was a completely different actor.
Really? I thought Ezra Miller was also in the TV show.
So he may have made an appearance, but like the main guy I can't remember the actor's name who was in the TV show, but it's a completely different actor. Like, it's not Ezra Miller. Like, the Flash series is not based around Ezra Miller's Flash. So that's why I said, like, everyone was like,
is the only two times that he's played Flash in this movie and then in the
Justice League movie?
God. The movie's awful. It's awful. Is that the only times he's played Flash? Because I thought they pulled him from the TV show.
No. No.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Completely different actor.
Okay. Because I was just under the assumption that I knew that they had a Flash TV show, but I thought that was Ezra Miller that had played that character. So, okay. All right, going to wrap things up with a Love TKO up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
To more of the John Chuckery Show.
Okay.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wrapping things up on the John Chuckery Show. Like we always do with the Love TKO. I wonder if Freaky did the Love TKO. Did he do the Love TKO at all? I don't know if he did.
I don't think so. No, he didn't.
All right, but before we get out of here, though, let me let you listen to what is the greatest opening lyric in all of music history.
Looking back over my years, I guess I shed some tears.
So Day Day was producing the show last week, right, with Freaky Deaky? Or did you produce?
This time I'm gonna win.
Not during the week, no.
Okay. So I'll have to ask Day Day why he didn't do the Love TKO. Yeah. And make Freaky do it. It's the greatest opening lyric in music. I don't know. Maybe
it
I don't
been great.
Maybe so. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. Anyway. All right, we got to get out of here. So back with you tomorrow. And then Atlanta United will be on Wednesday night. So for Dom, it's Chuckery. We'll see you AMF.
Think I better let it go. What you think about it, girl?
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Up today.
Talking local sports.
Late at night.
It's the John Chuckery Show.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 92.9 at The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out with you here in the Kia Studios. We're going to go to the top of the hour, and then we've got Jason Longshore with Atlanta Soccer tonight. So we will hear from him coming up at 11 o'clock. He'll take you for the next hour after that. Then it'll be JR Sports, or no, yeah, JR Sports Brief, right? Yeah, JR Sports Brief comes up after all of that. So 404-726-0929. So a couple of things here in this final segment, and I keep kicking this stupid plug out for the, what do you call it, the mouse on this internet thing. So this thing keeps coming apart on me. But we talked a little bit earlier in the show about the Atlanta Braves and the fact that they've got 8 All-Stars. And I didn't see who won the Home Run Derby or anything like that. Did you see who won, Dom? I know that there was.
I did not. I'm trying to see right
now.
Yeah,
there were teammates and all that kind of stuff. I don't think anybody was in the Home Run Derby for the Atlanta Braves.
No.
And the fact is that they could potentially have 340 home run hitters and multiple guys who hit in the 30s. Like they are, I think they're the leading National League home run team,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't have one player that was in the Home Run Derby
nope.
tonight. And again, I know people always say, well, that's good because it's the Home Run Derby curse. There's no Home Run Derby curse. One year, who was it from the Philadelphia Phillies? Bobby Abreu. Bobby Abreu had one year when he's in the Home Run Derby. He had a very poor second half of the year, and they blamed that on the Home Run Derby. And ever since then, every player that skips the Home Run Derby, it's all because he doesn't want to go into a funk or a slump. Again, when Prince Fielder won the Home Run Derby, he was like the leading home run hitter in the National League in the second half of the season. David Ortiz, when he won the Home Run Derby, was like the leading home run hitter in the American League after the All-Star break. I mean, it doesn't affect, but the one time, right, and we focus on that one time that somebody is, you know, floundering or whatever, or not, you know, not playing up to the potential, that's the one that we use. Like we do that the best example is we do that all the time with the Patriots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like every team gets compared to the Patriots.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what it is, you know, Tom Brady, the quarterback, Bill Belichick, the coach, the Patriots as an organization, like we always compare everything to the one outlier organization in the history of the NFL that did all these different things,
right,
you know, to it. But one guy had one bad second half, and nobody's ever had, like, bad second halves. And then you got all these, you know, but that narrative has stuck with it, right?
Yeah.
Again, we say perception has the same effect as truth.
Exactly.
That narrative has stuck with people.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing with, like, the Madden curse, when they say, like, the guy who gets on the cover of Madden has a bad year the next year or something like that. Yeah.
Who's on the Madden cover this year?
Josh Allen's going to be the cover this year.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he's going to be on the cover. So look out for him to suck next year.
Well, who his girlfriend is – isn't his girlfriend
– Hailee Steinfeld.
Yeah, from the Marvel movies.
Yes, so she is – she was – oh, God, what's her character's name? She was in the Hawkeye movie. She's supposed to kind of be like the next Hawkeye, basically.
Are you
Jeremy
Renner, you a Marvel fan?
Yes, I'm a huge comic book nerd.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, because Day-Day's a big Marvel fan.
Yeah.
So did you see the screenshots – of Deadpool 3.
Yes.
With Wolverine in his comic book.
Classic suit.
Yes. In his comic book outfit.
Yes.
So Deadpool is Deadpool,
uh-huh.
but Wolverine has the yellow comic book configuration, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, which is the first time we've seen it in live action.
They Yeah.
His real
Now, I'm going to be curious as to whether or not he wears the helmet. Or the
He's got to. Deadpool 3, he's wearing the full ensemble.
Now you know that. Because Day-Day and I have talked about this. Like, everybody is rumored to be in this movie.
Yep. Jennifer Gardner is supposed to be in it. She's going to be coming back as Elektra.
And Ben Affleck was seen on film on the
yeah.
set.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that he's going to play Daredevil.
Daredevil, yep.
All of the original X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
So Famke Johnson and Halle Berry and who's the guy that played...
Professor X, you mean Patrick Stewart?
No. Who's the guy that played Cyclops?
Oh man. What is his name?
I forget what his name is. But supposedly all of the original X-Men
love it.
I'll be all for that. Like, if they bring everybody back, because they're going to give Deadpool 3 the royal treatment. Because that's been the big joke, right?
Yep.
Is that they don't have anybody that's in Deadpool. mm-hmm. right? I mean, they don't budget for actors in you know to be the big time actors and of characters past and stuff like that. So that's the big running joke in that movie. But I have a feeling that they're going to have everybody at some point make a cameo.
Yeah,
like if they get Ben Affleck and Jennifer Gardner, and they get the original. Hey, I mean, listen, like that's gonna be crazy.
I'm already down. I loved the first two Deadpool movies. I think they both were fantastic and hilarious. Ryan Reynolds was made to play Deadpool,
and
he completely understands the character and the humor from the comics, which is why the movies have been so good. I'm all in.
Well, it's funny because he played the worst superhero character of all time, and then he's played one of the best superhero characters.
Yes.
Of all time, so I give him credit for all of that, but now they're getting into these Marvel movies that are a little bit, I don't want to say. I mean, they start getting into these Marvel movies that nobody knows about.
Obscure, yes,
that's a good word. Obscure.
They're not the mainstay characters.
Yeah.
Like everyone knows Iron Man, everyone knows Captain America, and Spider Man,
right? And Tahor and all that kind of stuff.
Right now you're getting into Shang-Chi, and you're getting into characters like that.
Yeah, Dr. Strangelove and all these people. Again, they're diving too deep in that well. And have you seen, you know, Day-Day and I talked about this. That Flash movie has become one of the biggest bombs in box office history.
Yep.
Like, it opened up okay, and then it just died completely.
Well, that's because a lot of people aren't too thrilled that DC kept Ezra Miller as the Flash.
Yes.
And
now people I love the fact that we get what's his name? Michael Keaton.
Yes,
back as Batman. I mean, we get those cameos and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yes, to your point, Ezra Miller as the Flash. People have rebelled against the idea of him being the Flash.
Yeah, because, when you run around the island of Hawaii just beating people up and getting drunk and assaulting the natives, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, people are going to, you know, not go on be on your side and spend money at your movies or whatever that. So, but it is crazy that movie has tanked the way that it has. And, you know, again, you could have two huge box office bombs in The Flash and Indiana Jones that are like one right after the other.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say that they made money. I mean, again, will they make $1 million over what they spent? Yes, probably. I mean, again, movies don't make that kind of low kind of money. I mean, for a national, you know, audience, I mean, they still don't tank that bad.
Yeah. That was the whole beef between Dwayne The Rock Johnson and the DC studios, because basically they were conflicting. There was conflicting reports, like Dwayne The Rock Johnson and his party and camp were saying that, oh, no, Black Adam did fantastic and made all of this money.
Right.
And then DC was like, actually, it kind of bombed and it cost us money. So, yeah.
Yeah, supposedly there was a massive budget for Black Adam.
Yes.
Is that what it's called, Black Adam?
Black Adam, yes.
Yeah. And again, the DC comic series is just, it just fell on its face. I mean, that's why they're bringing, what's his name,
James Gunn, which I actually think is a fantastic movie. So that's the thing about this Flash movie, was that this was supposed to be like the great reset to kind of consolidate everything down, and because everything with DC is just so scattered and no one knows what is a part of what. So this Flash movie was kind of supposed to be like, hey, let's bring everything back together, let's ground it a little bit, and then go from there and kind of be a great reset.
But to your point, though, I don't think people are rejecting the movie. They're rejecting Ezra Miller.
No.
Like this is about this is about the guy who's playing. Like,
absolutely.
It's, the premise isn't from what I've heard, Flash is a pretty good movie, but people are not supporting Ezra Miller as Flash.
So that's the reason why I didn't go see it. I wanted to see it because, like I said, especially with James Gunn coming on, like James Gunn did a fantastic job with the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. So I thought he was perfect to come and save the DC cinematic universe or whatever. But I didn't want, as much as I wanted to see The Flash, because I thought it looked cool and I liked the direction that they were going.
Yeah, especially the cameos that are
absolutely
in the movie. Yeah.
But I was like, I'm not going to go watch this if Ezra Miller is Flash, especially when you have another option. Like, The Flash TV show was loved by a lot of people.
But wasn't he in the TV show?
No, so it was a completely different different actor.
Really? I thought Ezra Miller was also in the TV show. So
he may have made an appearance, but like the main guy that was, I can't remember the actor's name who was in the TV show, but it's a completely different actor. Like, it's not Ezra Miller. Like, the Flash series is not based around Ezra Miller's Flash. So that's why I said, like, everyone was like...
So is the only two times that he's played Flash in this movie and then in the...
The Justice League movie?
God. The movie's awful. Awful. Is that the only times he's played Flash? Because I thought they pulled him from the TV show.
No.
Really?
Okay. Yes, completely different actor.
Okay. Because I was just under the assumption that I knew that they had a Flash TV show, but I thought that was Ezra Miller that had played that character. So, okay. All right, going to wrap things up with the Love TKO up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
To more of the John Chuckery Show.
Okay.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wrapping things up on the John Chuckery Show. Like we always do with the Love TKO. I wonder if Freaky did the Love TKO. Did he do the Love TKO at all? I don't know if he did.
I don't think so. No, he didn't.
All right, but before we get out of here, though, let me let you listen to what is the greatest opening lyric in all of music history.
Looking back over my years, I guess I shed some tears.
So Day Day was producing the show last week, right, with Freaky Deaky? Or did you produce?
This time I'm gonna win.
Not during the week, no.
Okay. So I'll have to ask Day Day why he didn't do the Love TKO. Yeah. And make Freaky do it. It's the greatest opening lyric in music. I don't know. Maybe I don't. Maybe so. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. Anyway. All right. We got to get out of here. So back with you tomorrow. And then Atlanta United will be on Wednesday night. So for Dom, it's Chuckery. We'll see you. AMF.
Think I better let it go. What you think about it, girl?
Now to more of the John Chuckery Show.
Okay.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wrapping things up on the John Chuckery Show. Like we always do with the Love TKO. I wonder if Freaky did the Love TKO. Did he do the Love TKO at all? I don't know if he did.
I don't think so. No, he didn't.
All right, but before we get out of here, though, let me let you listen to what is the greatest opening lyric in all of music history.
Looking back over my years, I guess I shed some tears.
So Day Day was producing the show last week, right, with Freaky Deaky? Or did you produce?
This time I'm gonna win.
Not during the week, no.
Okay. So I'll have to ask Day Day why he didn't do the Love TKO. Yeah. And make Freaky do it. It's the greatest opening lyric in music. I don't know. Maybe I don't. Maybe so. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. Anyway. All right. We got to get out of here. So back with you tomorrow. And then Atlanta United will be on Wednesday night. So for Dom, it's Chuckery. We'll see you. AMF.
Think I better let it go. What you think about it, girl?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.